Probably the most familiar voice in the history of the Red River Valley, Marv Bossert anchored the evening news at WDAY for 42 years. He taught a generation of highly successful news reporters. For those of you who aren't familiar with him, it's hard to believe that no one would know who Marv Bossert was. You probably just have to move into town. He was a writing introductory journalism instructor at Minnesota State University for 37 years as well, and so much more. His family is in our KFGO studios today, led by Liz Bossert Matheson, to talk about the Marvin D. Bossert Foundation for Parkinson's and Caregiver Support. Liz, hello.
Hello, Sandy.
It's so nice to have you here.
Thank you. It's great being here.
When did your dad pass away?
He passed away April 23rd of 2013.
Mm-hmm. So less than a year ago.
Yeah, it's gone so fast, but yeah, 10 months or so.
And he lived with Parkinson's disease, as
yes.
we know, and lived quite publicly with it as well.
Yes, he did. He was diagnosed in 2001, and so he lived with it for 12 years, and he did the Sanford Big and Loud program. So he wanted to get the, you know, get it out there what his disease was and kind of tell people about it. And
what is Parkinson's for those who don't have the experience with it that you do?
Well, it's a brain disorder that occurs when the nerve cells or neurons in the brain die and become impaired. So there's different forms. People can get different forms of Parkinson's, mm-hmm. you know, simply they can get just the movement disorder with the shuffling gait and the flat affect. They can, in my dad's case, he had Parkinson's with dementia, which is a little more difficult with the dementia mm-hmm. portion of it. But mm-hmm.
how long did he live with the dementia?
Oh, I'd like to say 4 years.
Mm-hmm. And your wonderful mother, Betty, she's here in our KFGO studios as well, as is your sister, Sherry. And all three of you, I'm looking at least three of the caregivers, I'm sure, led by your beautiful mother.
Yes. Yep. I have two other sisters. And, you know, my mom was there every single day with him the whole time. And then my sisters and I would take turns giving her breaks. And things like that.
I think people who don't live with this on a daily basis have no comprehension of what it is like to be a caregiver. And I think sometimes focus is so much on the patient, for example, that the caregiver sort of is forgotten. But it's not forgotten in the Marvin Bossert Foundation. Tell us about the foundation, if you would.
Sure. We developed the foundation so that we could raise money and help other people in the area living with Parkinson's support programs that will help ease their symptoms, perhaps provide equipment that would help them with their daily living. And also a component would be to help fund or organizations that provide caregiving support mm-hmm. because we feel that the caregiving portion of it is critical to, you know, make sure those caregivers get breaks because it is so difficult to care for them.
What was the characteristic that your dad possessed? And believe me, he had so many just incredible traits and characteristics. And he was just the most wonderful man. And how lucky you all were to have had him in your life. But what was it about him that helped him cope with the Parkinson's diagnosis and the disease to follow?
Well, the fact that he was public, he wasn't shy talking about it. He used his humor sometimes to talk to other people, and to cope. And I think being around people and loving to talk to them helped him to cope with it.
He was so warm
yeah.
and inviting. And, you know, I think I said this when he passed away and having known him in the limited way I did, but you really felt like you were special to him and the only one in that conversation. And when you got a compliment from Marv Bossert, you knew you'd made it. You knew, oh, I have goosebumps right now because I think you gave me one or two. I'm not sure. But he was such a wonderful, warm man and had such a great nature. And this is, did he know about this legacy that you guys were planning for him?
Well, that's the tough part. I try telling him probably about 3.5 weeks before he passed away because this was developed in late March. He passed away in April. And he really didn't understand what I was saying. Mm-hmm. So I kind of gave up because I didn't want to frustrate him. The brochure was in the editing phase when he passed away. Mm-hmm. I think had I had something for him to read, he would have been able to understand a little better. Mm-hmm. So that was the hard part. So I'm sure he knows.
I think the foundation also, from what I've read, is also going to help people who and their families and caregivers who it's become a great strain and financial stress as well.
Yes, it is, because we had to hire extra caregivers on top of family and on top of the home that he lived in to keep a watch on him. And so that is an extra cost on top of the home that he lived in and in giving my mom a break. So it is a lot of financial responsibility.
And we're so happy to hear more about the Marvin D. Bossert Foundation for Parkinson's and Caregiver Support. And it's really important because in the coming days in Fargo and in surrounding areas, it is Giving Hearts Day.
Right. This is what we're trying to promote, being that it's the first year we've done this. We're trying to do a promotional push to have the online donations on that day matched. Any donation over $10 up to $4,000 is matched by Dakota Medical Foundation. So we're hoping to get our fund up and going and funded. And so it's exciting.
It's a wonderful way to start. When is Giving Hearts Day?
Giving Hearts Day is February 13th, and it's an 24-hour online fundraising event through Dakota Medical Foundation. And so people can go on to the impactgiveback.org website and donate there during that 24-hour period.
Wonderful. And I see the Impact Foundation. That's where I am right now, impactgiveback.org. If you do a Google search on the Marvin D. Bossert Foundation for Parkinson's and Caregiver Support, you'll find it online. It's very easy to donate as well online. And so if you would check that out, and again, on February 13th, that 24-hour online fundraising event, the money raised will be matched by Dakota Medical Foundation, the Marv Bossert Foundation for Parkinson's and Caregiver Support, the general fund. You can donate right there. Liz Bossert Matheson, it's so wonderful to have you in our studios, and it's wonderful that you and your family have remembered and the legacy of your dad in this way.
Thank you, Sandy. It'll be fun.